This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It should be said here that 2 days of market indigestion do not a disaster make. So let's say that outright. We are a long way from the end of the world. That said, the global economic buzzword for the foreseeable future is clearly uncertainty. Exhibits A and B today are the ratings agencies S&P and Fitch downgrading the UK's debt today off of its AAA top-notch rating. The British currency, the pound sterling, fell to a fresh 31-year low against the dollar. What one is seeing here as a result is what is called in the trade a flight to quality, people seeking a safe haven for their money. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Let's start with a very small currency transaction. The guy in front of me at the bank today was buying pounds. He told the teller he wasn't traveling to the UK until August, but he wanted to get them now, quote, before the price stabilizes.
Well, he's got a 10% discount versus last week, so that's pretty good.
Kathy Jones is the fixed income strategist for Charles Schwab and Company. She says, yeah, right now, the pound is a good deal for American travelers. But investors want a safer place to put their money.
They've been buying treasury bonds and gold. Those have been the two places that have attracted the most in the way of capital.
Both are considered safe investments. Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at the Northern Trust Company, says investors have also turned to the Japanese yen and the U.S. dollar.
We've seen a spreading risk aversion across investment classes in the trading days since the Brexit vote was released.
Demand for the yen and the dollar have increased their value. That's not good news for exporters in the U.S. and Japan, whose stuff gets more expensive compared to their global competitors. But Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, cautions against reading too much into these movements. He thinks a lot of people are actually taking a wait-and-see approach, not shifting investments.
And when everyone stops, guess what? Then a few people still playing have outsized impact. So you can have big market moves with very few playing.
And he says when the surprise of the vote wears off, investors will realize that any real changes from Brexit are likely still years away. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.